The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back.
I know.
Some people, that's great. Other people, that's...
I wish that show would be over so I could listen to the Garden Club.
I know. That's all right.
That's
we'll
okay.
What we got.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So we have a couple callers on the line there, Chris. Who would be up first? Would that be Rudy? Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good, buddy. How about
you? Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
Good. Debbie deserves a credit for this, but Debbie and I want to wish Robin a happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. She sent me, or you all sent me, a birthday card, and I just wanted to tell you, I don't usually call people to say thank you for birthday cards, but I was going to do it because it absolutely made my day, and I thought it was a super card.
Good. Glad that. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, first of all, I want to make it kind of clear that I have no connection with Legacy Ponds, but I do recommend, I spent the first 20 to 25 years doing fish kill investigations around the state of Maryland.
Right.
And a lot of my business was ponds.
Okay.
And the single biggest problem that we saw was mismanagement. People
yes.
really have no good idea of how to properly manage pond, fertilization rates, things like that. So services like that, if you want a quality pond, people that have that kind of a knowledge. Again, I'm not connected with them.
Well, I got it.
I do recommend that people seek out professionals like that can really help you.
Legacy Waters, yes. Legacy,
they are awesome.
Legacy Waters Environmental Service. They've been a great sponsor. They're great people to work with. The background is it's a brother and sister team. The sister, Elaine, has a degree in environmental science. She is an attorney. So she's very, very good at, coming up with, proposals and contracts and things like that. Mm-hmm. Matt is the brother. And when I walked into his house, I thought I walked back into my own house. There's deer heads and waterfowl all over the walls and stuff. He's a bow hunter and a waterfowl hunter. And Matt is one that actually initially reached out to us last summer and just took till this spring to get together with him, and it's been a great working experience. I look forward to more opportunities with them in the future. So
yeah, good. If I have the time, I'd like to give you a really classic example of one of the worst cases of management I ever saw.
Sure.
Was a pond. There was a, it might still be there. I won't mention the name. Was a theme park, up on Route 40, and it's been there a long, long time. This was back at the beginning of the 70s, and I think this was the early 80s.
Sure, I know right where you are by the Safeway there, and it's now moved. That thing is still open, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Anyway, they had an attraction there for kids called Huck Finn's Fishing Hole. It was, as Jethro Bodine would say, it was a cement fishing hole.
Yeah, I got it.
And they stocked it with fish. They had bluegills. And I don't know where, but he got bowfins stocked in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Bowfins.
Bowfins. And,
okay.
he was told by whoever he got the fish from that fertilize the pond as much as possible. and he did that, and his fish were dying from oxygen problems.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I went there, the pond was literally like pea soup. And I said,
yeah,
I bet. You really have to reduce the algae. I said, we took oxygen readings. And said, you know, the algae is just killing your fish. You need to reduce the algae by a great deal. And we talked about, ways to do that. And I got a call from him maybe a week later, very upset about all his fish dying. So went back up there again, and I was probably 50 yards from the pond, and I could smell the chlorine.
Oh, no.
He had dumped a whole, he got a container of HCH chlorine and dumped it in the pond. He said, "You've told me to get rid of the algae." And I showed him the container and said, "This product is toxic to fish."
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you think you should have read it beforehand?
No.
Probably. Redirect. Men don't read directions. You should know that.
Oh, never mind. I should have never said a word.
How many roads must a man travel until he admits he's lost, right?
Exactly right.
Exactly.
So. Well, I just wanted to share that with you and make sure that Debbie and I wished Robin a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Great seeing you the other day. Enjoyed our coffee together.
I did, too. I look forward to another one of those.
Yep.
When did y'all go to coffee?
Rudy was there. Rudy and Uncle Dale and I were there.
I didn't know Rudy came. Well, heck, I would have gotten dressed, come up and said hi.
Oh, that would have been great to see you. Next
they don't tell me. He doesn't tell me anything.
That's guy time. You have.
I gotcha.
Robin has her lady friends in and out of the house all hours of the day and night, any time during the week. I know nothing about it. Does she tell me? No.
I didn't used to do that, though. I just started doing that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Rudy, thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rudy.
All right. Let's talk to our buddy Stan, the truck-driving man.
Hey, Stan.
I guess Stan couldn't hang on.
I guess Stan couldn't hang. Well, he'll have to call back, I guess. So, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And John B. wants to know who we're talking about, and he guessed, and he's exactly right. And they are still open. Weren't we there not long ago? Didn't we go on a reconnaissance mission after one of your friends was there?
I missed what we were talking about.
Ellicott City. We didn't name it. That's why.
You have to text it to
me. I know. So, all right. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. You know where it is. Old King Cole's on the sign.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Old King Cole's still on the sign, and the big sign's still up there. There are places like that. There
the
were
Enchanted Forest.
Robin, we weren't going to say it on the air.
Well, I missed that part. But they're not there anymore.
The Enchanted Forest is still there.
The
shopping center is, but the place
isn't.
Yeah,
the other stuff has been moved.
It's been moved.
Well, it's not there.
But that doesn't matter. It might be the same people. We didn't want to embarrass the people because of the mismanagement of the pond.
Okay, I missed it. No, it's not the same people, by the way.
How do you know?
Because I know who owns it now.
Oh, you do?
Yes. It's not the same people.
Oh, you're smart.
I know. It's not the same people.
Okay. 410-WCBM-680. You know, you should really pay attention when we're on the air.
I was busy with a caller.
A caller?
Uh-huh.
How come?
A listener.
A listener. Okay. All right. You wear me out Saturday morning. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers, Chris? He must be answering a phone call. Maybe somebody called back. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
We actually have Bob on the phone.
Bob is on the line. Let's talk to Bob before we take our first break. Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Just want to give a shout out Lion Roar to Miss Robin and a happy birthday wish.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And I heard you guys may be going out to get something to eat. I just wanted to share a kind of unusual experience I had just last week. I went out to my regular little restaurant to get a sandwich and a soda and some fries. I got a club sandwich, and the price was easily $6.95. And when I got the bill, it was $29.95. I said, what in the world's going on here? He said, well, when I had to add in the price of the four toothpicks, it brought it up.
Yeah.
Gotten bad.
Yeah, there's all kinds of funny stuff online about that. You know, a guy says, you know, I've got 16 tube of fours. We'll trade for a F-150. You know, no lowball offers. I know what I've got.
You saw the one I sent out that had like a mobile home or camper, and the guy put like a 2x3 deck on that, right on the out of the mobile camper, just where he
stood
on
the step
door. Yeah. Right, he said, I just put my deck up $800 later.
Yeah, a little wood platform outside the step. That was pretty funny.
It's so. Really getting crazy.
It is. It's crazy. You're not kidding.
Share that with you. I was in the building industry. I don't know what people are going to do, But
I have a friend who's a home builder, and they have developments, you know, all over the place, and they sell 200 to 250 homes a year. And he said, you know, this price of lumber's added $25,000-$30,000 to the price of a home.
Oh, it's unreal.
You know,
it's just unreal.
And he said, we don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to, you know, how we're going to handle it.
What did Jason say? The price of his, he got an estimate on a pole barn.
Yeah.
And it went up $15,000 from March to May.
Yeah.
And they're just predicting it to go higher.
Yep. We need to open the border. We need to open the border between us and Canada. We need to start importing more Canadian lumber. We need to open the border for more than that reason. COVID is behind us in the rearview mirror, you know. So, hey, by the way, thinking of Canada, I'm thinking moose hunt.
that's today.
Maine, moose lottery is today. So hopefully one of us will get drawn. My son-in-law and I put each other down as our sub-permittees, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture of you on Facebook. You got lucky and got a turkey.
I did. Yeah, I did. Well, you know, it had nothing to do with my skill. You know, I just pointed the gun and pulled the trigger. The calling was all to my buddy Bobby. And I'll tell you, he thinks like a turkey. You know, he knows their behavior. He's hunted them so long. He's been hunting them since the 70s. And he's taken, you know, 70-plus long beards. He takes one or two in Virginia, one or two in Maryland every year. And I know he limited out in Maryland. But, you know, he knows his area. He knows what the turkeys are doing. He's going, okay, there's one up to our left. There's one in the center. And there's one over there in the field across the road. And he's walking the hedge. He's walking the fence line. That's why he gets closer and further away, because he's walking back and forth on the fence line calling, looking for hens. And he was the one that answered. And the two to our left and in front of us would answer sporadically. Well, those were the actual two that came in at the same time. They got together and came in after 5 hours. And, you know, his technique was just amazing. He said, I like to call from where the turkeys expect to see the hen. So he'd get out of the blind, and he'd get down in front of the blind, and he'd call down there, and then he'd come back. Or he'd go out across the ridge, and he'd call on the top of the ridge, and he'd work his way back, calling like a turkey was walking away from the gobbler. And that's the technique that got the gobblers to come in. They were afraid that a hen was getting out of their area because it was walking away from them, and that's what brought them right to us. So that was great. Great.
You sound like your skills in turkey hunting are like mine, trolling for rockfish. I'm on my buddy's boat. He just hands me the pole and says, reel it in.
I actually did have to sight the gun. You know, I did have to put the gun down and pull the trigger, you know. So, but it's just amazing to hear them and watch them and, you know, that type of thing. So,
yeah. Can I give a shout out to my buddies, Dennis and Timmy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. When deer tremble and turkeys chuckle when they hear their name.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
All right, man.
You guys have a great one.
You do the same.
You have
thanks.
A super day. Thanks for the happy birthday.
Yes, have a great time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680.
I love our listeners.
410-922-6680. That's right. You know, Clyde Sports Shop is hosting an event today, the Kids Fishing Rodeo, from 7:11 a.m. at Hillcrest Park. It's the William Blamberg Youth Fishing Rodeo, named after or sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop in memory of Mr. Bill Blamberg. Located at Hillcrest Park Lake, 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road, behind the Lansdowne High School. The family can spend the day together at this great summer kickoff event. Trophies and prizes will be awarded for all ages. First catch, most fish caught, and largest fish. Age groups are 2 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 to 12, and 13 to 15. And for sunfish, catfish, crappie, and bass, and of course all bass will have to be released. The Baltimore Highlands Recreation Council has brought this together, but it's sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop. And I just give a shout out to our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. You can get anything you want for fishing and crabbing at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're your full-line Browning dealer for Browning firearms, ammunition, hunting licenses, gun repairs, rod repairs, terminal tackle, you name it, it's all available right there at Clyde Sports Shop. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, you've put it off long enough, and summer is right around the corner. Time to get out in that backyard, mow the grass, you know, pick up the, you know, buddy of mine, was fishing so much, he said, my wife's really on me about mowing the grass. His son was young at that time. He said one of his favorite toys was missing, and he had to mow the grass to find it in the backyard. Unfortunately, it was a swing set. But anyway, if you mow the grass and you're ready for the family to start coming over, 4th of July right around the corner, you know, you can just get a brand new whole backyard set up, your deck set up with anything from Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. Poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, those tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. They have a lounge chair now that looks like a fish. It's pretty cool. They have Adirondack chairs with crabs on the back. So you can go Maryland all the way if you want.
Right.
And every color imaginable under the rainbow as far as, you know, tables and chairs. They've got tiki bars and swing sets and storage sheds, and that's in Backyard Billy's backyard, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside the showroom, listen to this. Pellet Grills by Traeger, Kamado Joe Grills and Smokers, and Big Green Eggs. And all the accessories and all the charcoal and all the hardwood smoke stuff and everything you need to grill to perfection on your deck or in your backyard. All this at Backyard Billy's, located at Exit 44 off Route 50 in Graysonville. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the furniture. And, I mean, they have, they're the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyard Billy's, call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard's going to look just great, and we'll be right back after the following messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
We do in Easton.
We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
I want to visit Oklahoma someday.
Okay. A
place where even squares can
do a little Texas-Oklahoma trip. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds great. I just want to get in the car and go.
Me too. All right. We got some callers on the line. We've got a couple. Daddy Cool, Joe, and then Chuck. Good morning, Daddy Cool. How are you?
Yeah, just fine.
What's up?
Retired trucker from BG&E.
Nice.
Yeah, what a wonderful company I retired from.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be taking the grandchildren, four of them, fishing down in Middle River.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what kind of bait I should use for them.
Okay.
To catch some little sunfish or whatever they can catch.
Night crawlers.
Bloodworms.
Any kind of worms. Night crawlers, red worms, dug worms, anything like that. Sometimes even mealworms work for sunfish and that type of thing if you can find them. But that's what I'd use,
Yeah, I'll stop at that little fishing store on
Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's where you go.
I'm down the Middle River.
I got it. Well, we're not going to name any other stores, Daddy Cool, okay?
Can I say welcome home to our troops?
Absolutely.
Always.
Because I'm on a website from the Essex Middle River Heritage Society.
Right.
So I'm on there and I'm wishing, come home. Like, we didn't get the welcome that they're going to get.
No.
That's good.
Not from Vietnam. Not at all.
Yeah.
You didn't get any kind of welcome, that's for sure. You got more hatred than anything else, which was just ridiculous in my opinion.
Yeah,
you guys were...
When I got off the ship, they told us, they said they're going to spit on you, they're going to throw stuff at you. And I said, with all the training I had, some people would be losing teeth.
Yeah.
And I said, another thing? If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have had Woodstock.
That's right. That's right. No question. If it wasn't for you guys, okay, doing what you do to protect, to protect the threat to our country through the threat of Chinese communism in a far-off land, and there were other reasons for Vietnam, okay? I understand that. But you guys were, you guys became the scapegoat for every bit of anger that was pent up in young people's minds, just like it is now. Now, but it's not directed at the troops. It's directed at our history, and it's directed at the police. It's amazing to me. So, all right, buddy. Well, thank you for your service, buddy. We appreciate it. I grew up in that era. I was registered for the draft. Unfortunately, my number came out a little bit too high, and the conflict was just about over by the time I graduated from high school in 1972. So, Daddy Cool, thanks for your service, and I know you saw a lot, and no one will ever know what sacrifices you and the troops made back in those days in the 60s and 70s in a godforsaken country in Southeast Asia. So thanks again, okay?
And thank you for your advice,
yeah.
And your lovely lady.
Yep. Small hooks,
Robin.
Small hooks, bobbers.
I love.
And pieces of nightcrawler.
Thank you so much.
Hey, can I sing happy birthday to your lovely lady?
Yes,
sure.
You go right ahead.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robin. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
You put a wonderful smile on my face.
That was great.
And could you give my family some singing lessons, please? Because you're really good.
Yeah. I'm in the Hall of Fame for music and entertainment with Gene Vincent and rock and roll.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
And many more things, too, here in Maryland. The Heritage Society.
Yeah.
So oh, that's neat.
Stop down there and learn a part of history.
Exactly.
That's what kids need now. They need to understand how beautiful this land is.
That's true.
Give us this land to enjoy, not to destroy.
Exactly.
God bless you. You are so right.
Thanks, Daddy. Cool. Did Chris get your phone number for the tackle giveaway? Yeah. Okay, cool.
And look, perch fishing and little sun fishing and all that is my favorite stuff to do. So enjoy it with your kids.
There
grandkids.
You go.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, and keep on trucking.
Yeah, keep on trucking. All right. Let's talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for holding.
And happy birthday to Robin. And I have,
thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question about snakes.
Oh, Robin's favorite subject. Go for it.
Yeah. What can you do? I live in the woods, and I was wondering if there's anything you know that discourages having snakes around.
No.
Okay. And then,
no, I mean, you live in the woods. You live in the woods.
Well, I asked you a question. You answered it. One word answer.
No, I mean, you can certainly have, you know, find a remedy online where you put something around your house or, you know,
If one comes in the house, it's real simple. You burn it down.
The house.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you start talking about the turkey, that was reminding me, the turkey neck vultures, I've know anything that's good to discourage them from being around. Because they'll come back year after year.
Yeah, that's true. Room. That's true. Very interesting. I saw something the other day. Turkey and black vultures both find places to nest, and some of those places are like deer stands. And I remember one place up in Cecil County, they said, look, you're going to smell something when you get in the deer stand this year. And I said, why? They said, well, we had a vulture nest in there, and we had to clean it out. And, of course, the vultures are not the cleanest creatures in the world. And it was nasty. But it went away after a couple of rains. So, anyway.
Okay.
To answer your question about the vultures, no. I don't know how to discourage them unless, you know, you can actually go out and fire a gun in the air or make noises or try to do something to deter them from coming on, you know, roosting on your house and that type of thing.
That's
always creeps me out when I see vultures on somebody's house.
Yeah.
You know?
I was throwing frisbees at them and I didn't.
That doesn't work.
Nah,
it doesn't work. Yeah. Go out and haul a deer. Go out and haul a roadkill on your neighbor's property.
Just the kind of neighbor I don't need.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm sorry, buddy. Don't have any solutions for handling that type of thing. You know, snakes are just they're gonna show up where they show up. Something's gonna attract them. I mean, they're gorging themselves right now on these cicadas, and I know up in Glendon you probably got a load of those, and the turkey vultures. When they find a spot they like, you know, the folks at Lake Ligonier up in Frederick had a tremendous problem with them. So, and they're federally protected, so you can't do anything with them.
Yeah, I know. All right. I know that. That's why I know I can't do what I would do if I really wanted to do it.
Well, do you know there's a symbiotic relationship between turkey vultures and black vultures?
No, I didn't.
The turkey vultures have a sense of smell, and they can smell a carcass. Okay, but a carcass like a deer with a tough skin, it's hard for a turkey vulture to break in because they don't have the beak strength. So the black vultures will actually break into the carcass so both species can feed.
Okay.
How do you like that?
I like it. I like nature.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye now.
Yep. Chuck and Dundalk.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing grand.
Good.
Wish a happy birthday to your lovely wife, of course.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm another one of those forgotten Vietnam veterans. But that's another story for another day.
Not forgotten here, buddy.
Thank you very much. I'm going to text you or email you.
Okay.
It has to do about hunting properties.
Okay.
Your screener said it'd be best to text you or something like that rather than talk about that on the air.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So my email address, if anybody wants it, is...
.com.
What's that?
I said your The way to get a hold of you is ellis@ellisoutdoor.com.
Outdoors. S on the end. Outdoors. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. You folks have a great day.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, buddy. Thank you. Do you think Captain Don would mind if we did our second break during his time while he's waiting?
I don't think you have a choice. But is it all right with you, Captain Don?
Go on. I'm listening to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. They're in Edgewater. They invite you to their new location. It's 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's Route 2, but not going from Annapolis to Solomon's Island, but northbound on that side near Advanced Auto Parts. The number is 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows, a couple of crossbows, and now they even have firearms. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers and seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. 956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. We'll be right back.
Boy, this week has brought a lot of rain to Baltimore and Maryland and all the Mid-Atlantic slow-moving downpours. I think the trend is for less activity this weekend. High today, 80 degrees. Low tonight, 66 with a stray storm, an isolated storm Sunday, high of 82 degrees. Looking forward to some Canadian air dropping down to the Mid-Atlantic Tuesday, Wednesday coming up for the new work week. And a big drop to the humidity by Tuesday night. We're talking some lows in the 50s and 60s here. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Guys in person. That was a great concert.
Birthday.
Yay.
To you.
I love it.
I
love it.
That's pretty good, buddy.
What an interesting week.
Yeah, kind of.
There have been some turkey sightings up in northern Adirondack County. I don't know if I can say the name of the street. I don't want everybody running up there.
Right.
Folly Road along that power line.
Yeah.
On the power lines. Man, I've seen them up there quite a bit.
Okay.
I don't know much about turkeys, but do you see one and then there's like three or four other ones in the background?
No, I've seen as many as 90 in a field. So,
okay.
Yeah. This time of year, the poults are getting bigger. So, you know, the hens are off the nest and they're out with the poults. They're picking bugs and that type of thing in the fields, and so you'll see them, you know, more out in the open. So another fellow sent us a picture of a flock of turkeys here just a few minutes ago. So turkeys grow relatively quick and feather up relatively quick. You know, they're in a lot of danger when they're so little, you know, because of they can die very quickly of exposure if they get wet and cold, you know, which we had for a couple of days this spring. So I imagine some of the turkeys took a hit. But if they hadn't hatched yet, of course they were safe, you know, being under mom with the eggs. But if they were little, you know, like chickadees, it would have been curtains for a bunch of them. So yeah. So
a Craven report.
Cool.
Yeah.
Last Monday, we got two bushels relatively quickly in the river.
Yeah.
And
the river.
Yeah.
I got it.
And some of my friends have been doing pretty well out there. I have a commercial guy who runs two lines behind my house up in the northern Patapsco, south of the Key Bridge.
Yep.
And I put the binoculars on him the other day, and man, he was just dipping his butt off.
Dipping them, huh?
Oh man, he was dipping them. Yeah, and it was interesting. I've noticed that the DNR boats have been at the end. The police have been checking them. They've been. I saw them go into the creek where there's like three commercial boats.
Yeah,
and he was checking. He got on their boats and was just, you know, so they're doing a good job there.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the fact that a lot of these people aren't really penalized when violations are cited. I mean, nothing happens basically to them. That's a shame. Why have a law or rule that's not enforced?
Exactly. Well, you know, they do enforce the law, but once the case goes to court, you know, you have a couple things happen. You know, a lot of DNA do not appear. Or you also have, or FNA, FTA, failure to appear is what they call it.
Right.
They have that, but you also have judges who, you know, think that fishing and hunting violations are just, you know, just why is this man here? You know, what did he do? Caught a fish. Oh, my gosh. We had a case of a while back of a deer that was killed in Washington County, I believe. The antlers were like 170 inches, which is, you know, just tremendous. I mean, far bigger than anything most of us ever see in the woods, okay? Under the Poaching Restitution Act, that's a $5,000 violation. That's a $5,000 fine. Oh, it's just another deer. I thought deer were overpopulated. I thought DNR wanted to get rid of the deer. Case dismissed.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this guy, you know, stole that deer from the landscape,
mm-hmm.
you know, illegally. A legitimate licensed hunter, a legitimate law-abiding hunter, you know, was the opportunity was taken from him by a criminal. And, you know, I don't understand the mindset of these judges, you know. And there is a law in the books that's mandatory fines, and these judges just cast it aside.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're the judge. We can do what the hell we want. We don't care what the law says.
That's
and that's
right.
pretty much the attitude. So.
Yep. That's what's wrong with society today.
Part of it. Yep.
Oh, I can't even start to say what's wrong with society today.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, just keep it light.
Try to. Yeah. Yeah.
And my deer story. My deer story. I know that. Take a little bit of time, but I guess the final page on that one is I think the deer got up. I saw a deer swimming past our community boardwalk,
right?
And it apparently had some head trauma, some kind of illness or some accident or whatever. Everyone in the community who saw it, let's feed it, let's get it out of the water, let's do this. But when I called Alan, and I got a call back from a DNR officer, and I think he was like one of the deer experts in the state.
Yeah.
Just leave the deer alone, let nature take its course, and that deer actually swam out to the channel, came back in, got up on it, the rocks down in our jetty, and then got back in the water, and I think it just swam away.
Wow. Well, yeah. I definitely think the deer was confused. I mean, it number one, shouldn't have been in the water, but because of the trauma to the head, and I will just say it was the worst case of road rash I've ever seen. There was scalp missing from the top of the head, and I think maybe the deer suffered some damage that way and was probably confused and couldn't find its way back to wherever it wanted to get to, but it found its way to somewhere, so let's hope it's, you know. But it seriously, after with that injury being in the bay, it will get some type of infection and probably not make it too long, so that's a shame.
And I really like what you said about perhaps the maternal instinct kicked in and the deer thought that it had to find its fawn.
Probably.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
So let you all go.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
And Miss Robin, enjoy your big day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I loved your singing.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
You too.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and good morning, Miss Robin. And I hope you have a happy birthday like everybody else does. I just turned on and heard you guys talking about turkey vultures, and a thought occurred. You probably already did this, but my mother had problems with bats, some of which were getting into the house.
Mm-hmm.
She called the Agricultural Extension Service. And one of them had a suggestion on how to encourage the bats to stay away from the house. We actually put bird netting along the eaves, which they came out of the attic area, crawled down inside the bird netting, and found their way out, but couldn't find their way back in. And I don't know, sometimes those guys at Agricultural Extension Service, the DNR guys, are really smart too.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might have an idea on how to change the scent in the area or encourage them to go someplace else.
Well, good. That's a good suggestion. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And you guys have a wonderful day. I was going to say, normally I call up and try to tell a joke, but that this morning I just can't think of one at the moment.
Oh, well, that's too bad because I need a joke today.
You need a joke today?
Not your jokes.
If you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
Well, Alan, hold one arm out sideways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and Robin, that's what a blind fisherman will tell you was the size of the fish he caught.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it. Love it. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for the call. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Let's see. No callers. Well,
wait a minute. Now you've got Alan.
Oh, Alan. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me, and it's spelled the same way.
Yes.
All right,
uh-huh.
Let's talk to Alan. Okay, Alan, good morning. This is Alan.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Happy
good
birthday,
morning.
Robin.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to promote my fishing radio for kids under 14 for the Knights of Columbus for St. Agnes Council 4449. In Catonsville, we're going to be holding this rodeo at the Centennial Park over on 108 at the boat landing.
Okay.
I have a first place prize for biggest fish and most fish.
Cool.
10 o'clock till 2 o'clock next Saturday, the 19th.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Parents?
All right.
Get your kids together.
Have a good time.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Appreciate
you
it,
so
Al.
Much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I wondered why Chris was addressing me.
Sorry, I worded it a little different.
It's okay.
Anyhow, how about that last break?
Let's do that last break. Why not? Why don't we talk about Clyde's Sports Shop? Thank you, Clyde's, for sponsoring the Kids Fish and Rodeo today at Hillcrest Park. And I want to talk a little bit about some firearms that you can find at Clyde's Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. But they are your full-line Browning dealer. So, it's summertime, and it's a great time to get a new firearm and break it in for the hunting season. And if I can find what I want to talk about, I'll be more than glad to talk about it here in a minute. There it is. All right. So, if you're headed out west, or even don't like to carry a heavy rifle, I want to recommend the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. It's a series of X-Bolts, and the one is called the Speed, and it's a very light firearm. The other one's a long range and a Macmillan, so those are better for out west, of course. But these firearms, these Hell's Canyon Speed models, the Speed, the long range, and the Macmillan models, all come in the Arid Urban camouflage with it's very cool looking. Dura-Touch finish, a composite stock, a Cerakote finish, metal parts, barrel, fluted Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. If you want to, apply for a suppressor, you can do that as well. They have a detachable rotary magazine and a short throw bolt with an adjustable trigger. It's a bolt action firearm available in select calibers, and you might want to check that out for a new bolt action rifle for your hunting experiences. Now, the other Hell's Canyon model is something that's more fun to shoot, but it's certainly a very capable firearm, and that's the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed Autoloader. This gun comes in many, many calibers, including Magnum and Short Magnum calibers, again in the burnt bronze ATAX Arid Urban camo with a Cerakote barrel and so forth. So all these Hell's Canyon series guns are built for dependability, lightweight carry, and so forth, and they're all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting all available. And then Backyard Billies. Let's talk about Backyard Billies. We all have need for heat, and if you have one of those fireplaces that you don't want to maintain anymore, but you like the look of it, you know, you don't want to haul the wood, cut the wood, buy the wood. You just want to sit there and enjoy your fireplace, sit on the couch and hit the button on your remote control and fire up the heat. Well, you can do that at Backyard Billy's. They supplied us with an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and we are tickled with their service, with their follow-up, and with the way this thing was installed. No question about it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. And why are we talking about fireplace inserts in the summer? Well, that's when we put ours in, or had ours installed, because we wanted to be ready for the cold weather. And we were, weren't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy the heck out of this fireplace, and you will too. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. They have not only the fireplace inserts, but they have pellet stoves, gas stoves, electric stoves, wood stoves. They have Traeger pellet grills. They have Kamado Joe grills and smokers, and the Big Green Egg as well. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville off on Kent Island. BackyardBillies.com is website, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.